You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ray Boudreau, the executive producer of the new feature film, The Public, which hits theaters nationwide on April the 5th, tomorrow. And founder of Living the Dream Films. His film production company is based out of New York. Mr. Boudreau, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, sir.
And you're certainly more than welcome in a big week for you, for sure. Now, why did you create Living the Dream Films? Let's start there to kick things off today.
Misspent youth in front of the television. You know, watching every movie that came out, always thinking I can make a bad movie good and a good movie better. In my 20s, I dreamed about getting discovered behind the bar and being the next Bruce Willis and, you know, finding fame and success and fortune. But back then, I'd rather dream the dream than live the reality. And then, you know, in my 40s, I got the idea 3 years ago to start this company. And honestly, people ask me, why would you, at this stage in the game, you're a successful construction guy. I mean, why would you get into the movie business? And my answer was always the same. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do I hadn't done yet.
And a great response, no doubt. How did you get involved with The Public, your company's latest film project where you serve as executive producer?
So while I was filming my first movie 2.5 years ago, the producers of that movie introduced me to Emilio Estevez, who had written The Public 10 years earlier and was trying to get it made. I read the script at that time and I met with Emilio and kicked it around. And that's how this journey began 2.5 years ago.
And how exciting is that? Good stuff. What can people expect from this film coming up Friday, tomorrow, The Public?
So this is a great movie. It's it's incredibly funny and fast moving with a lot of different messages and the plot basically reflecting the world we're living in today. Homeless people hang out in libraries. It's about civil disobedience. It's about, you know, how things can escalate and, you know, fake news and people trying to aggrandize themselves at the expense of the truth and all different topics. Not really leaning left or right, not really making judgments on anything, but just telling its story and telling it in an entertaining way.
It sounds like a must-see, no doubt. Today we're joined by Ray Boudreau, the executive producer of the new feature film, The Public, which hits theaters nationwide tomorrow, April the 5th, and founder of Living the Dream Films. His film production company is based out of New York, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Boudreau, as an entrepreneur with your hands in many arenas, how do you balance focus on your film company, your contracting business, and all of your endeavors? Tell us how you're doing that. Maybe we could learn something.
So I've never built a building by myself. I never made a movie by myself. I mean, I've never really done anything by myself. I surround myself with good people, smart, hardworking people. Emilio Estevez takes all the credit for this movie. He wrote it. He directed it. He stars in it. I mean, he's out there promoting it every day. And trying to get it to the audiences so that they can enjoy what I've enjoyed. And really, the balancing act is just as simple as surrounding yourself with good people. You know, I show up, I do the work, and I try to let go of the results because, frankly, I don't even know what's best for me. But I know if I do the work that it'll all work out and I'm going to be okay.
And I definitely would agree with you there. Great response there as well. So how did you get your start in the movie business? Where did you get your start?
So I got the idea that I talked about it 5 years ago about going to school and taking night courses at NYU or the New York Film Academy in New York. There was a producer course. It was like a 14-week course. And I had talked about it for 2 years about going and taking this course and maybe meeting somebody. Then I just said, I'm not really a school guy. You know, I'm more of in the field, boots on the ground, and I can't really be taught anything. I have to learn everything, sometimes the hard way. So 3 years ago, I put my money where my mouth was. I decided I'm going to go make some movies. So I reached out to two friends I knew in the entertainment industry, Danny A, who is a filmmaker himself out there making great movies, and a guy named John Bennett. And next thing you know, I'm meeting with producers and directors. I'm getting screenplays in my inbox, and I'm reading them, and I'm learning the math behind it. And then 3 years ago in May, I made my first movie deal, and that was The Clapper, that started filming in May of 2016. And the rest is history. You know, I made that first movie, and then I met more people, and I read more scripts, and I learned more. And, you know, in the last 2.5 years, I've been a part of 7 films. The Public is obviously my newest and actually best movie to date, that's hitting theaters on Friday.
Exciting stuff and a lot of films in a short amount of time. What an exciting journey and ride. Awesome stuff there. Lastly, tell us, and we'd love to get a little bit of advice from you. What is a successful tip you can relay to the audience that helps you get to where you are today?
Yeah, work harder than the guy standing next to you and never give up. You know, some things will work out, others won't. But you just don't quit. Keep trying. Keep going. Like, you know, that's success is not a secret. You know, put forth the effort and just never quit. Follow your dream. You know, you got to love it. You got to want it. And you got to want it more than the guy standing next to you.
And what a great place to conclude. Mr. Boudreaux, certainly has been great to have had you. I know listeners want to know where they can get further details on your company, Living the Dream Films, and where they could be in contact accordingly. Where's the best place to get details?
Sure. It's at www.ltdfilms.myc. Or they can follow me on Instagram at Ray Boudreaux or at Living the Dream Films. On Facebook, you know, reach out. You know, you have any questions or your audience has any questions, you know, by all means, I'm all about helping the guy that's coming up behind me. And hopefully the guys in front of me will help me.
I hear you on that. Again, Mr. Boudreaux, all the best. Have a fantastic day tomorrow, the day that The Public hits theaters nationwide. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much for having me.
And certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Ray Boudreaux, the executive producer of the new feature film, The Public, which hits theaters tomorrow nationwide on April the 5th, and founder of Living the Dream Films. His film production company is based out of New York. And for further details, simply visit ltdfilms.nyc. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.